The Battle for Our Countryside. An audio introduction to an essay by James Monteith from the Salisbury Review. James Monteith begins with Student Diggs, an ordinary shared house looked after by a landlord who knew its tenants. He contrasts that memory with a harsher housing market, in which family homes become crowded houses in multiple occupation, and young adults can remain trapped in temporary rooms for years. From there, the essay widens its view. Councils face demands for thousands of new homes. Greenbelt land and village edges become building sites. Ministers call it a national necessity. Local opposition is dismissed as selfishness. Monteith rejects that account. The housing crisis, he argues, cannot be discussed honestly without population growth and migration. Converting more houses into rooms reduces the supply of family homes, while building at speed can alter a place before schools, roads, and civic relationships can absorb the change. This is a polemical essay, but its underlying question is practical. Who is entitled to decide what a town or village becomes? National targets may count housing units, yet they do not measure continuity, landscape, neighbourliness, or the confidence that a place will still feel like home. Monteith is not arguing that the countryside should be frozen. He distinguishes local housing and newcomers who join community life from growth imposed without consent. His case is for development with limits, memory, and a meaningful local voice. Read The Battle for Our Countryside by James Monteith at salisburyreview.com.